I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My kids get home from school, and at about 4 o'clock the day before, I ask them. And, well, actually, it's gone a step further now. Whenever the lunch menu comes out for the month, my son, he decides the day before. My daughter, she's like my wife. She is so organized.
Planner.
Oh, she's ridiculous about it. She gets the school lunch menu like the 28th or whatever of the month before that it posts. She prints it out. She gets a highlighter and highlights all the stuff that she wants to buy. And then I know that the stuff that the days that she'll have to pack is when there's not a highlighted thing.
Right.
So if it's highlighted that it's like, I don't know, whatever.
Chicken nugget day.
Yeah, if that's highlighted, there's no lunch that needs to be packed. If there's no highlighter, that means I need to pack a lunch.
Okay.
So today, the 8th day of December, I look at the lunch calendar. Toasted cheese sandwich. It says.
No, it doesn't.
I promise you. I tweeted it out even. Toasted cheese sandwich, it says.
Are you serious?
I had never, ever seen. I mean, I had old school wise, but the fact that we just talked about this, okay? The fact that we just talked about this, that it's clearly grilled cheese, and Ron and Joe were talking about it and referring to it as toasted cheese. Now, she opted to pack today along with my son. Then neither wanted the toasted cheese sandwich with or alternate entree, choice of milk, and tomato soup. It just totally fascinated me that the school is calling it toasted cheese. I didn't know
now,
how to take it.
This may technically be correct. Remember.
But it's a grilled cheese.
It's a grilled cheese. But they probably put a cheese on a slice of bread.
Uh-huh.
And then roll it through like some kind of big industrial toaster. And then slap another slice of toasted bread on top of it and call it grilled cheese.
I bet they put it together before they put it through the toaster.
They might even do that. Yeah.
And then So
technically they're right.
It's toasted cheese.
Toasted cheese.
There we go. Ron.
Sexy Ron showed up for his toasted cheese.
What if my daughter had a highlighter on that thing and she went up to the principal and was like, I'm going to have a guest for lunch today. We're going to have a special guy come in for lunch today. He's going to give a speech after.
Toasted cheese.
And it's Ron. Ron, a guy from my dad's work.
Hey, kids.
Yes. And after this.
Let me tell you about
Domenico's
the 2004 Pitt
one.
Panthers.
I know. This Pitt team's good, but they
They're
don't
nothing
hold a
compared
can.
To the guy I didn't vote for the Heisman.
And after this, I'm going straight to Domenico's. Anyway, Twitter poll, let's go.
Come on, everybody, let's tweet.
Yeah. Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking. It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
All right, daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Are the New England Patriots the best team in the AFC? 51.6% of you said yes. 48.4% of you said no, they are not. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. It's a simple one. We put it together pretty much every week like this during the football season, at least one day during the week. Straight up, Steelers, Vikings, who you got? 72% say Steelers, 28% say Vikings, and I think the Vikings are favored by a field goal in this football game right now. All right, CBS put something together that's great, that's fascinating. And I don't understand why the world isn't functioning like this. So the 2021 college football playoff field, it's set, and the four teams were chosen, not a whole lot of controversy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they put together a proposed formula by a playoff working group in June that would expand to 12 teams. They've been talking to people. They put their little caucus together. And here's what it would look like, okay? Now, the top four conference champions, let's say that it was a 12-team playoff. The top four conference champions would get byes. Meaning even a team like this year's Georgia squad that finished 12-1, they wouldn't be eligible to be one of those top four because they
lost
the SEC championship.
Seems fair. You got to win your conference to get the bye.
Teams ranked 5-8 would host teams ranked 9-12 in an on-campus game in the first round. Then quarterfinals would be played at bowl sites.
But if you win your conference, Power 5 conference, you're guaranteed to be in, right?
You're guaranteed to be in if you win the Power 5.
All right.
So the top four teams that would get byes would be Alabama, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Baylor under format.
Okay.
Yep. Well, they won the Big 12.
Yeah.
And then Georgia, it will go 5 through 12. Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, Michigan State, Utah, and Pitt would be 12. So the first round matchups would be Ole Miss, Oklahoma State would be 8-9 with the winner playing number one Alabama. 5-12, Georgia Pitt, obviously at Georgia, with the winner playing Baylor.
Okay.
6-11, Notre Dame, Utah, it's Salt Lake, with the winner playing Cincinnati.
Well, that one would be in South Bend, right? Because Notre Dame's the higher ranked.
Oh, pardon me, in South Bend.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Ohio State, Michigan State in Columbus. The winner playing Michigan. So that whole bracket, a Big Ten thing, but you can have rematches.
Yeah.
Regular season.
You're going to run into that.
Especially with the Power Five conferences. Okay. That whole situation, the way that it is with 12 teams that I just outlined, if the whole world looks at that and goes, that's great. That's desirable. That's incredible the way you're doing it to meet it out to 12. And you have that the neutral site second round stuff and you get your champion. And everybody loves it. It's going to have more high-profile games. It's going to bring in a ton of money, and people love it. Why can't we do this?
Oh, it'll be done in 3 or 4 years. I think my only gripe with this system, actually I have two gripes. My first gripe is I think your conference champions should, if they're not in the top four, so whether it's one or two or three conference champions that otherwise get in, they should get a home game. Their first round game should be at home. And then the quarterfinal games, the ones where the top four.
So, like, Alabama should get a home game more so than Ole Miss should get a home game?
Well, for example, and it's not just because it's Pitt, but, like, Pitt and Utah should get home games, right? They should be 5 and 6 as opposed to Georgia and then who's 6? Notre Dame.
Right.
Because they won their conference. And then, you know, seed all the conference winners first based on their ranking, and then seed the quote-unquote wild card teams.
But I can already hear the Notre Dame fans, well, we don't have a conference.
Well, tough. Join one then.
Yeah.
Join one.
I think that would force them to join one,
yes,
wouldn't it?
See, I'm big on, I'm fine with Notre Dame not being in a conference. If I'm Notre Dame and they're not forcing you to join one and you can have your cake and eat it too, why would you? I don't like Notre Dame, but until they're forced to, why would you do it?
Well, this would kind of force their hand, though.
Not if they would be picked. Like this.
If they'd have to finish top four.
It would force them to play really well in the regular season all the time.
Yes. But here's the catch. In this system where I'm talking about giving the other conference winners a home game in that first round, Notre Dame still gets a home game. They
Correct.
Just get bumped down a couple spots.
Right.
And then I think the quarterfinals, rather than doing them at bowl sites, I think is proposed in this story, I'd still save the bowl sites for the semifinals and the championship. Think about a quarterfinal playoff matchup. Oklahoma State or Ole Miss going into Tuscaloosa. Because those top four teams that get the bye, they should get a home game.
That's what I'm saying there.
Yeah,
Ole Miss gets to play at home, but Alabama never does.
Right. That doesn't make sense. But the 12-team format, the general guideline of how they lay it out here does make a ton
of sense.
So
make the semifinals bowl games.
Right, which they are now
neutral
anyway.
Neutral sites.
Yeah.
And then the championship at Indianapolis or
wherever it might be that year.
Okay. I mean, this makes a lot of sense. You're going to have to forego. Well, you have to get rid of the conference championships to do this.
I don't think so.
I think you can still run it out through the conference championship.
And I've seen proposals where everybody would – they can make it work where everybody would still get Army-Navy weekend off, and that would still be the lone game that weekend. And then next weekend we would be jumping into the playoffs. So think about it.
Would you get your in-season off week then?
Yeah, I think they'd still be able to make it fit because you'd play, for example, this year, the quarterfinal or the first round, if we want to call it that, would be December 18th. Then your quarterfinals would be the following weekend, Christmas weekend. Well, then all of a sudden it's New Year's Day and there's your semifinals, which is where they're at right now anyway, New Year's Eve. And then you still play the national championship when it's played. You really don't have to shake up the schedule all that much to fit this in.
Well, then, if it's more excitement, it's a bracket. People love win in advance. People love bracket. People love do or die. It's why the NFL playoffs are so incredible.
Why baseball wants to have 37 wild card
games. Then why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing this? Gosh, I love the Peach Bowl. It's great. The man we had on, wonderful. But you know there's a finite end to whether you win 48-10 or lose 48-10, especially if you win 48-10.
And who won the Peach Bowl last year?
Right.
Seriously. No idea.
No idea.
And here's the thing. You don't have to get rid of the bowl system to do this. You can knock off a handful of games, obviously, but you could still have your random Camellia Bowls and Holiday Bowls and Sun Bowls and all that stuff to fill out the rest of the schedule.
Camilla Cabello Bowl. Man. Oh, man.
There's just no Shawn Mendes there
right.
anymore.
Yeah, that all went to hell, huh?
I guess.
That's what I hear.
Right, oh, well, two hot people broke up. I'm sorry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.